Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Syrian refugee problem has become a real threat not only to Europe, but certainly also to the United States of America, because these refugees are being infiltrated by ISIS terrorists planning to do harm in Europe, as we already saw in Paris, and to the United States of America. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, with respect to these Syrian refugees, certainly one of the things that we have is a real problem with the fact that they are refugees and they're having to flee their country because of the ISIS barbarism that's taking place there by Islamic jihadists. Liberty Counsel has Liberty Relief International, and I would encourage you to support Liberty Relief International. You can go to libertycounsel.com for more information about it, but Liberty Relief International is our international humanitarian outreach in which we are helping particularly our persecuted Christian brothers and sisters in the Middle East who literally are losing everything because of their faith in Jesus Christ. We're helping them in those countries to have food, water, and some kind of shelter as well, and protection. Now, we also have here this issue of the refugee crisis. I think that the refugee crisis, where they are fleeing, we ought to provide places of refuge in their countries, whether it's Syria or Iraq, safe zones there, rather than bring all of these people into Europe or into the United States of America, because we don't know who they are, number one. Number two, a very small number of Christians are being allowed across the borders. Number three, most of them are Muslim. Number four, most of them are Muslim men. And five, and this is the most problematic, some of these are Muslim terrorists, Islamic jihadists, intending to do harm, as clearly evidenced by the Paris terror attacks.
Well, and as further evidenced, Matt, you know, I've asked the question recently, what do Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and the mythical moderate Muslim have in common? And it's that they, you know, we can't get a confirmed sighting of any of them. Well, you know, where have the voices, where have the voices of the moderate Muslims been, you know, gathering together and to repudiate this horrific Islamic terrorist attack in Paris? You haven't seen it, but the aesthetic that we have seen was encapsulated in a recent soccer game between Greece and Turkey, where the Muslim members of the audience and supporters of the soccer team in Turkey, when they called for a moment of silence for the victims of the Paris attack, they started hissing and booing just en masse, just, you know, thousands of these Muslims in the audience, and started chanting Allahu Akbar, during this so-called moment of silence. So that shows you what we're up against here as a world. And so we are going to bring in, yes, we have to have sympathy for the innocent women, Muslim women and children who are being used as pawns with this, what is called refugee jihad or immigration jihad. This is a tactic, and the liberal West is playing right in to the tactic of ISIS to use jihad and refugees in order to carry out its terrorism.
Yeah, that's terrible, that situation in Turkey where they literally mocked the moment of silence for the people in Paris, and then they invoked Allah's name as a response. I mean, that shows you, even in Turkey, you're not going to find a lot of people there that are going to denounce this Islamic jihadism, because that's what they believe. That's a problem that we need to face. We need to identify what the enemy is, and the enemy is Islamic ideology. Frankly, that not every Islam, Muslim, obviously are terrorists, but it seems as though every terrorist has certainly got one thing in common, and they have the Islamic ideology. You know, in France, there is a place which is a refugee camp for these Islamics coming from Syria. It's called the Jungle. That's the name that it's called. Back in 2002, the Red Cross camp called Sangat was ultimately overcrowded and prone to violence, so they ultimately abandoned it, and so the French took it over. It's just outside or near the French border there. It's a slum-like migrant camp that sprung up after the closure of this Red Cross camp in 2002. It's called the Jungle or the New Jungle. Some of the titles of the articles regarding it say, infamous refugee jungle camp swells out of control. France begged to bring in army. And one of the parliament members said, quote, the jungle exists as a camp for people who are planning to break the law by getting illegally into Britain. This wouldn't be allowed for any other crime, so why are we allowing it in Calais, which is the name of this place? This is a place that is a breeding ground for over 6,000 migrants, and it's a place for ISIS and other Al-Qaeda kinds of people where they are purporting to be refugees and wanting to get into Great Britain and France, other parts of Europe, and then certainly into the United States of America, no question.
But Matt, isn't this really all about spiritual warfare? The progressive pagan left and the pagan Muslims share a common enemy, and he is Christ, who is truth. And so they're both anti-Christ in application. They are spiritually blind, these progressives in the West, and are being played masterfully by this burgeoning, you know, Islamic caliphate, which with Sharia law, which is nothing short of what ISIS and other Orthodox Muslims demand. And so what we're witnessing, as I mentioned, is called immigration jihad. This is literally part of their jihad. And President Obama, unfortunately, tragically, to the detriment of the United States, is chief among the worldwide Muslim leadership's patsies. He is a patsy and is playing right into their hands.
Yeah, this particular, I mean, and you're right, it is a spiritual situation where it is a conflict of unprecedented proportions of good and evil. And, you know, you can't help but look at some of these videos or read about some of these stories. They're just unfathomable that the devastation and the carnage that they're inflicting on people, children, women, families, for no reason other than they don't profess Allah, that they are Christians, or even some of those that are Islamics, but they're also being brutally killed by these people. This is a battle of good and evil, and we must have a strong, resolute stand against it. I just cannot wait for this president to vacate the office, because he has done so much to harm America. And right now, he's putting the world, and he's putting particularly America, at risk. And we're going to pay the penalty and the price for this long after he's gone because of this. We need strong leadership in the White House and in our state governor positions as well. Strong leadership that takes bold, courageous stands, especially for such a time as this.
Well, you know, we have to have Christian compassion, but that's not to bring hundreds of thousands of these refugees with potentially tens of, you know, thousands of terrorists. We must unequivocally demand that oil-rich Islamic nations like Saudi Arabia and others open their borders, which they have sealed to these refugees. That's what needs to happen in part.
Well, you know why they sealed them? Because they know that Saudi Arabia would be vulnerable. The royal family there would be vulnerable to these ISIS, Al-Qaeda kinds of people. If they let them in, their security is going to ultimately be put in jeopardy as well. They know more about the threats than this president that we have sitting in the White House. For more information, go to lc.org. That's lc.org. Liberty Counsel has a pamphlet or a booklet, part of our Patriots Handbook series, regarding the threat to our freedom from Islamic jihadists. It's one of our Patriot Handbook series. You can order it online by going to lc.org. We have a number of Patriot Handbook series. We have one called The Essential Reasons to Stand with Israel, one on the American Liberty, which are our documents, the right to bear arms, religious freedom, political action for pastors and churches, and Sharia's Threat to American Culture. You can get that pocket-sized Patriot's Handbook by going to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or call us at 407-875-1776, 407-875-1776, and ask for the Patriot's Handbook on Sharia's Threat to American Culture. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information. It's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.